It lasted less than a minute, but for Andy Jung, it was the culmination of years of training across two continents. Earlier this month at a Melbourne ice skating rink, the 20-year-old qualified to represent Australia in the 500-metre speed skating at the 2018 Winter Games. That same weekend, he also qualified for the 1500-metre race, bringing him the closest he's ever been to achieving Olympic glory. Jung says he prefers the shorter distance.
My favourite distance is 500, which is really quick. It's done in like 41 seconds, and a lot can happen, so a bit of luck. Maybe I can medal. I know that I train as much as they do. I think it's just a mental thing. Everyone's strong, and I'm strong too.
Born Hyun-Woo Jung in Korea, Andy's family made the decision to move to Melbourne when he was 12 years old. He says he learned very quickly that sport would be an ideal way to develop a closer connection to Australian society, which worked well with his attraction to sport over study.
In Korea, after school, we don't really do sports. We always have to like go to some studying academy and then like stay there until like late night. In Australia, everyone plays sports. Everyone loves sports. I think it was just like for me, like non-speaking English when I was young. I think it was like just too easy to get around people.
After attempting several sports, Andy ended up embracing inline skating and speed skating, which he remembered trying back in Korea when he was much younger. His mother, June Kang, says she was surprised by his choice.
We found out club skating in Australia, and before I didn't expect there is skating, because it is a summer country. All of them are encouraging him. He said to me, "Mom, I'm in heaven."
But pursuing the sport seriously meant travelling back and forth between Australia and South Korea. The level of competition and facilities in Seoul would prove beneficial, particularly under the tutelage of acclaimed speed skating coach Jae Soo Chun. Ms. Kang says while her family has made lots of sacrifices over the years, so far they've all been worth it.
I can't go there because I need to support him from here to earn the money. So sometimes he needs to stay there, limited the budget. And he needs to cook for the food by himself. It's very hard for me.
Yeah.
I said to him, it doesn't matter you win or you fail. I definitely concern you do your best. That is make me very happy.
Australia has competed at every Winter Olympic Games since 1952, but in that time have only captured 12 medals. Two of them were in speed skating, but Jung thinks he can add to that tally. Lachlan Hay, a two-time Olympian and Australia's short track speed skating coach, agrees.
Actually being selected for his first Olympic Games, it's probably going to give him more of that hope that, you know, that he really can be on a podium. His speed is right up there, you know what I mean? All he needs to do is just stay calm, keep that aggression inside of him as well. And at an Olympic Games, and especially in a 500 metre, like anything can happen, you know what I mean? It's shown previous times before. If he's there and he's got the speed to be there, then yeah, absolutely.
And while most of his training took place in South Korea, his country of birth, and where the games themselves will be held in February, Andy says he's proud to represent Australia.
Since I moved to Australia and immigrated here, I felt like I was Australian. I look like Korean and I have Korean blood, but living here like changed my mind. I like Australia more than Korea. Like everyone's like just so busy, crowded. Like I don't really fit in there. I feel Australia's just like a better place to live.